How do you see the future? I am also often asked, how do I see the future if I cannot see it with my eyes? The answer is found in something my rich dad said to me years ago. Sight is what you see with your eyes. Vision is what you see with your mind. When I asked Rich Dad what improved a person's vision, he said, words and numbers. He stressed the importance of learning how to read financial statements, because you could not see your financial future if you could not read financial statements. In fact, if you cannot read a financial statement, you cannot see your financial past, present, or future. I created the cash flow games to assist people in improving their mind's vision by teaching them the numbers and vocabulary of rich people. One thing that has worked for many people is to get a group of friends together to play Cash Flow 101 on a regular basis. Once you have Cash Flow 101 mastered, you may want to teach it to others and inspire them to take action. Or you may want to move on to Cash Flow 202, the more advanced game. The reality is, the more you play the game, the more you teach the game, and the more you make the game a part of your life, the better your vision of the future will become. Fast words for fast plans. If you want to create a fast plan, you need to learn to use fast words. When it comes to money, millions of people use word tools that are slow and antiquated. Rich Dad said, words are tools for your brain. The reason so many people struggle financially is because they give their brain old, slow, and obsolete tools to use. If you want to be rich, you first need to update your tools. Most people think it is smart to save money. Saving money is slow. You can become rich saving money, but the price is time, your lifetime. So to me, save is a slow word. My poor dad taught me how to save money. My rich dad taught me how to raise capital. A student in one of my classes asked, but what if someone does not know how to raise capital? Then it is best you save money or invest some time learning how to raise capital. Raising capital is a learned skill. But isn't it difficult to ask people for money? Asked the student. It was for me at first, as learning anything new is. It's just like learning to ride a bike. I was very nervous at the start and made mistakes at the beginning, and I still make mistakes today. Yet I learn from those mistakes, so my education and experience makes raising capital easier and easier the older I get. So while I struggle to save $100 a month, you can raise millions of dollars in the same time, another student chimed in. That is what you mean by words are tools, and that some words are fast and others are slow. I just nodded and said, words are tools for your brain. Plan to use faster words. If you are creating a plan to retire young and retire rich, you may need to update your vocabulary. And if you change your vocabulary, you may speed up your ideas. For example, if you use the words high-paying job, these are slow words, and cash flow are fast words. My poor dad always advised, get a high-paying job. My rich dad always advised, you want cash flow from assets. See the difference. Finding a high-paying job may seem like the fast way to get rich at the start, but in most cases, it is the slow way to become rich in the end. Few people ever became rich via a job, even a high-paying one. Cash flow from assets is better than income from a job. As Rich Dad said, there is more to being rich than having a lot of money. The rich use a different set of words, and those words guide them to different life experiences. Experiences such as learning how to raise capital rather than save money. The words save money are slow words, while the words make money are fast words. In principle, as long as there are a ready market of buyers and sellers for whatever you may produce, then you are, within this context, making money. My books and audio cassettes are a form of making money. If I were a doctor who had to personally work to get paid, then I would be a doctor who worked for money. If I were a doctor who invented a new medicine and sold it in the form of a pill through pharmacies, that pill would be a form of the doctor making money rather than working for money. Another slow word is appreciation, while depreciation is a fast word. I hear friends say to me statements such as, I bought a lot in this new golf course community. It's a good investment, and I expect the lot will double in value in 5 years. To them, such returns are a good investment, and hopefully they will realize a doubling or appreciation of their money in 5 years. Rich Dad taught his son Mike and me to use different words. When it came to buying any investment, he always said, your profit is made when you buy, not when you sell. Rich Dad invested for immediate returns in his investment, or cash flow. He also invested for a thing he called phantom cash flow, aka depreciation. He loved immediate cash flow and depreciation because he did not have to wait for his investment to appreciate in order for him to make money. He would say, waiting for a stock or piece of real estate to appreciate in value was too slow and too risky. If you use the words avoid risk, these are slow words. But if you say gain control, these are fast words. Rich Dad told me, in order to be a player on the fast track, you will need to have a plan on how to gain more and more control. On the fast track, it is control more than money that counts.